USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden's approval rating showed no sign of rising as the new year approached. Biden had a consensus 43.3% approval rating Friday, according to 538. It offers real-time updated tracking of the president's approval rating by analyzing a wide variety of polls. 538 said Biden's approval rating has been underwater since August 30th. The state of New York said it will prioritize non-white people in the distribution of COVID-19 treatments in short supply. New York's Department of Health released a document detailing its plan to distribute treatments like monoclonal antibodies and antiviral pills. The plan includes a section on eligibility, including a line stating a person needs to have a medical condition or other factors that increase their risk for severe illness. And U.S. Navy ships seized $4 million worth of heroin in the Caribbean Sea. This is USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Gas prices keep trending upward. Carrie Sheffield with the Independent Women's Forum told Fox News the Biden administration is solely to blame.
If this White House actually cared about having a better oil supply, which would make the prices go down, then Joe Biden wouldn't do things like canceling the Keystone Pipeline. He wouldn't do things like putting mandates with their SEC and all the Green New Deal regulations, which are just barreling across the way and rolling back a lot of things that the Trump administration put in place to help lower the fuel prices.
Tens of thousands of Colorado residents driven from their neighborhoods by a wind-whipped wildfire are beginning to get a look at the damage done. Authorities say 500 homes were probably destroyed. At least 7 people were injured, but there have been no immediate reports of any deaths or missing people in the aftermath of the blazes that erupted outside of Denver on Thursday. And Novavax, Inc. has filed data Friday with the FDA to support clearance of its long-anticipated COVID-19 vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Tesla is issuing a recall due to trunk failures.
Tesla has issued recalls for nearly 500,000 Model S and Model 3 cars due to trunk and camera defects. This applies to all Model 3 cars released between 2017 and 2020, and also some Model S vehicles. According to Tesla, the Model 3 cars may have problems with the opening and closing of the trunk, which can affect the cable harness that attaches to the rearview camera. This causes the camera to unexpectedly fail. The Model S car could have problems with the closing of the front trunk, which could cause traffic accidents. Tesla estimates only 1% of the Model 3 will display the defect, but for the Model S vehicles, the number is much higher at 14%. In August, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration launched an investigation into Tesla following 11 crashes that left one person dead and 17 others injured. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Betty White died at her home around 9:30 Friday morning, just weeks before her milestone 100th birthday. A trailblazer and pioneer in media, Betty White had the longest-running career for any woman in TV prior to her death. She starred in multiple shows and movies over the past 8 decades, including Golden Girls, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and Hot in Cleveland. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.